takes his cap off and smooths his hair out. Now he's ready. End of the stretch. Runners lead away. The 2-2 pitch is... It gets away from the catcher. On the third goes Trench, and the second goes Pepitone. He threw a knuckleball. It's a wild pitch charged to Larry. Sign from Dick Brown. Runners on second and third, two away. Now the windup round comes the right arm to pitch, and Maris swings, hits it foul down the right field line into the lower stands. Count remains 3-2. 1-0 Detroit, last of the third. Trish on third, Pepitone on second, two out. Frank Larry pitching to Roger Maris into the windup. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Going back is Colavito, makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs for New York. One hit. No errors for the Tigers. Two Yankees left on. And at the end of three innings, Detroit, one run, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Yankees, no runs, four hits, no errors, and four men left on base. Phil Rizzuto is going to come in and take over for me here in the fourth. Take an inning off. Then move over to the television side. Then we'll be back during the second game. And don't forget that Saturday, July 28th date that we were telling you about. All the great stars, 1937, will be back here again. And here's one right now at the mic.
Okay, Mel, Norm Cash leads off for Detroit here in the top of the fourth inning. Cash popped up to the shortstop in the second inning. Terry's curve is over, strike call. Tigers 1, Yankees nothing. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Terry's fastball is over, strike two call, nothing and two. Hikes those pants way up. Keeps pulling on them. Now he has the time at the plate. Outfield deep. A little around towards right on Cash. Norm hasn't pulled the ball too much in this series. Fastball low inside. Ball one. Tigers without the services of their star right fielder, Al Kaline. One ball, two strike pitch, a curve, low inside, 2-2. Kaline's going to be out for almost 2 months. Fractured his right collarbone in a spectacular play to end the game yesterday. Checks the sign from Howard. Here's his stretch. Low curve, foul at the plate. Hit the ground, hit Cash in the foot. Detroit now only three games behind the Yankees and the Indians, who both lost yesterday. Minnesota just one game behind. Angels tied with Detroit. Baltimore and Chicago only three and a half out. Tight race in the American League. 2-2 fastball hitting the ground in the hole and out to right field, a base hit. Just saying that Cash hasn't been pulling too much, and he hits one in the hole between first and second. A single to right field. That's the fourth hit off Terry, and it brings up Rocky Colavito. Fly to left field in the second inning. That was the first hit for Norm Cash in the series so far. He failed to get a hit in the first two games. Detroit leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Colavito points that bat out of the pitcher. Here's his stretch. Curve hitting the ground in the hole. Boyer's got a one-hand flip to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. And tell that boy is back in the lineup. He went deep in the hole between short and third, caught the ball one-handed, flipped off balance to Richardson, and Bobby's throw to Pepitone doubled up Colavito. Bill Lenz was making sparkling plays, just like Boyer while he was in there. For the Yankees, their 33rd double play of the year. McAuliffe takes a curve on the inside corner, strike call. McAuliffe fly to Yogi in left field in the second inning. Change up, hit on one hop to Richardson. Bobby's got it. Throws to Pepitone in time for the out. McAuliffe can go down that line. For Detroit in the top of the fourth. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, nobody left. At the end of three and a half, it's Detroit one and the Yankees nothing. For the Yankees, Johnny Blanchard leads off. Johnny ripped a single to right field in the second inning. Each team has four base hits, and all eight base hits for both teams are singles. Frank Lowry into the windup. His pitch to Blanchard, a curve popped in the air to the right side. Jake Wood calls for it. Halfway between first and second, takes it for the first out. There's been a lot of first ball hitting in this game so far. Both pitchers with excellent control, so the batters are not waiting too long. Here's Yogi Berra hit into a fast double play in the second inning. Detroit 1, New York nothing in the bottom of the fourth. On deck, Elston Howard. Lined up by Larry. Curveball is over, strike call. And man, Larry has got a big curveball today. He's thrown a couple, look like they break 6 feet. Larry comes back with a knuckleball that gets away from everybody and back to the screen, one and one. Instead of that, Larry would get up out of his sixth head to pitch against the Yankees. What a record he's got against. 28 wins and 10 defeats since he's been in the big league against the Yankees. 1-1 curve, line foul, back into the stands. Oh, man. That ball was hit like a bullet. One of the young girls brought her glove with her today, got the glove in front of the ball, but couldn't hold on to it. One ball, two strikes, one out and nobody on. Pitch outside and high, and the count's even at 2-2. Two-two delivery. Curve way high and outside. Ball three. Full count on Yogi. Pitch to Yogi. A pop-up to short left field. Colavito is moving in. He lost it momentarily. Now he makes the catch. Fernandez was going back, and Colavito was bending down almost to the ground trying to sight the ball. Even though he had his glasses down, it was directly in the sun, and those sunglasses will not help you when that happens. Rocky had to wait till the ball came out of the sun. Finally came in, made the catch. Two away. Here's Elston Howard. Ellie lined a single off the glove of Jake Waters. Jake made a tremendous try diving through the air to backhand his line drive. Got his glove on the ball but couldn't hold it. Two outs. Pitch to Howard. He started to swing, checked it, and it's ball one. Plate umpire Johnny Rice looked down at Hank Storr umpiring at third. Sometimes the plate umpire can't quite see if they've gone far enough around. Get a little help from the other boys. Curve outside. Ball two. Two and nothing. On deck, Cleve Boyer. Fastball. Low. Ball three. Three and nothing to Howard. Lowry has walked one man, Tom Tretch, in the third inning. Now the 3-0 pitch to Howard. Low ball four. Second walk given up by Larry. Howard to first. Here's Cleet Boyer, fly to right field in the second inning. Boyer's gotten back in the lineup a lot quicker than everybody thought he would. Got an awful whack on his left wrist. Hit by a pitch ball. Norm Cash not holding Howard close at first. Pitch to Boyer's a curve. Line to left center. That's in there for a base hit. Bruton coming on fast. Howard starts the third, then comes back, and Bruton's throw comes in at second base. Boy, Boyer ripped that curveball like a bullet. Bruton got over there just in time, and that ball would have rolled all the way out to the wall. A long single for Cleet Boyer. And that's hit number five off Larry. Brings up Ralph Cherry, who in attempting to bunt was thrown out by the catcher, Dick Brown. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Cherry taking a few practice cuts alongside home plate. Stretches pitch outside, ball one. Detroit one and the Yankees nothing here in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball foul on the screen just below it. One and one on Terry. Boyer leads off first, Howard off second. Larry stretches. Curve is hit in the air to left field. Calavito moves back, turns now under it, and makes the catch. Terry got pretty good wood on that ball. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, one hit, no tag errors, two men left. And at the end of four, it's Detroit one and the Yankees nothing.
Bob Delaney. And now we're on the go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Get into inning five. Terry still has some preliminary pitches to throw. We'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show, 11 till 1 on the Pacemaker Station, WOKO, Albany, New York. 2.5 minutes before 3.
Okay, we're back in business here at the big ballpark. Man, if you had written out a prescription for what you wanted the weather to be for this doubleheader, this is it. It's just wonderful. Temperature in the low 70s. Got a wind 10 to 15 miles per hour blowing out the right field. Forecast is sunny and mild. And we have got a hot ball game. It is 1-0 favor the Tigers, and Chico Fernandez is first up in the fifth inning. This is the last third of Bob Sheffield's batting list. Ralph Carey delivers and gets... change up the fastball over for a called strike. Terry pitched in the first game as scheduled. Whitey Ford was supposed to pitch the other ball game, but he's going to have to miss a turn. That shoulder's kicking up. Curveball swung on and hits to left field. Barra moves over. Yogi has it. We have one out. Bob Turley is to get the start in the second game with Ford sideline. Paul Fortak is going to pitch the second game for Detroit. It's a big day. The Tigers have come in here and won the first two. Yesterday's win was very costly, however. On the last play of the game, their star right fielder, Kaline, in a diving catch, got a broken collarbone. Brown stepped in, fouled the first pitch back. He's the right-hand hitting catcher. In the third inning, with one out, Brown singled to left. Larry, the pitcher, singled to center. Wood singled to left and got Brown in, and that's the run so far. Fastball, swung on and missed. Man, that was humming. That's what the ball player said about a real fastball. They say he can hum it. Oh, it hums. And you know where that expression comes from? If you're up close to a fastball, you can hear it. Strike three. Struck him out with a high inside slider. That's his third strikeout. And now here's Larry, who, if he isn't beating the Yankees with his arm, is beating them with his bat or a combination. In his lifetime, he is 28-10 over New York. And that is something. He's pitching with a sore shoulder. At least he's recovering from a sore shoulder. He's got a 1-0 lead, which he helped to create with his clean base hit in the third inning. Swing, there's a ground ball down to third. Boyer going back to action today. Scoops it, throws over to Pepitone at first, and that's it. Crowd goes down in order. 1-2-3. Score end of 4.5 remains Detroit 1 and New York nothing. I'd walk.
Now, sir, perhaps you'll be good enough to tell the jury where you were on April 10th at 2:25 a.m.
Well, I started the car, and I was moving along.
I see you were driving.
But actually, I was...
You mean to say you weren't driving?
I was cleaning my carburetor as I was driving.
Mr. Wilson, do you expect this intelligent jury to believe that you were operating a motor vehicle in the middle of the night and cleaning its carburetor at the same time? Come now, you're under oath.
So help me. I got this tank full of Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It cleans your carburetor while you drive and keeps it clean.
Are you testifying that a gasoline can actually clean a carburetor, smooth out idling, prevent stalling?
No. Not any gasoline. Atlantic Imperial.
I'm afraid I don't get it, Mr. Wilson.
Then you've got a dirty carburetor.
Pepitone 2-for-2. Bobby is 0-for-2 today. Fly ball to right and a line drive at the shortstop. The outfield gives him one step to left. The right-hander delivers high inside, ball one. Larry is a thickly built right-hander. He's physically strong. There's a change of pace, hit high out to left center field. Calavito moving under it. Left fielder takes it. And we have one away. In fact, Frank Larry's middle name is Strong. Now we have Tom Trash, who hit a grounder to the second base in the first inning and walked in the third. Hit a batting left-handed. Runs up to Goyer with Butt and picks an inside curve, ball one. Larry stands seventh all time in the history of pitches for total wins against the Yankees. So the beat them the most was the great Walter Johnson, who was 60-41. Eddie Sackbutty was 35-24. Lefty Grove was 35-27 against New York. Touch takes a strike and it's not 2-1. Hal Newhouser was 33-31. Kovaleski was 32-26. South was 30-24. And here is Larry, who is 28-10. 3-1. One down. Larry has missed 19 pitching days with his bad shoulder. He gets what looks to be a slider in there for a call second strike. He hangs on like grim death. And especially against New York. The 3-2 swung on as a fly ball lofted into center field. There comes Bruton, a tough speed in the short center. Makes the catch. He's a beautiful outfielder. Now I have two up, two gone. And here is the boy, Joe Pepitone. He is 2-for-2. He rated Arthur Davis' column in the Times this morning. And in his last 4.5 ball games, he has 9 hits for 20 at bats. That includes a double, 2 triples, and 3 home runs. Takes the curve on the outside, ball one. Joe Pepitone. In this first game. There's a high fly ball to center fielder Bruton. Pepitone is out. Yankees go down in order. This is the first time that Larry has set them down without having a base runner to contend with. Totals at the end of 5. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for Detroit. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for New York. There's a bulletin on the scoreboard. It says, welcome, Seven Airmen, first to spot Scott Carpenter's life raft. They're sitting down by the Yankee dugout. The Yankees have got a week's road trip coming up. They're going to Kansas City, then to Minnesota, then to Los Angeles. And they're back home week 10. And it is a real big week and a half. Tuesday night, the 5th of June, will be Cleveland. Bob Shepard over the PA is calling attention to the seven airmen who are special guests. There's a reaction of the crowd. As Cleveland shows, it's a night game Tuesday, the 5th, afternoon the 6th, night game back again the 7th. And the seven airmen are standing up now and receiving an ovation. Friday night, the 8th of June, Saturday afternoon, the 9th, later day, and 2 weeks from today, it'll be a doubleheader with the Orioles, who still stay in for a night game the 11th of June. That's Monday night. Here's Jake Wood taking a curve from Terry, low outside ball one. Then Detroit is back in here, Tuesday night, the 12th of June, and the afternoon of the 13th. So that's big doings. Wood singled in the third inning to knock in the Tiger run, which is the only run we have in this first game. He's 1-for-2. Swings and grounds it foul outside third. Ball in the strike. Terry pitching, Howard catching. Pepitone at first base. Richardson at second. Fresh is at short. And Boyer, although his wrist is not completely healed, is back at third. As the curveball swung on, fouled off, strike two. The redoubtable Mr. Barra is out in left field. Maris is in center. And the right fielder is John Blanchard. Manager Howard says, he said, I'm going for offense. He's also going for as many left-hand hitters as he can get. Fastball inside, ball two. Both ball clubs are playing without the stars, Mantle and K-Line. 2-2 pitch, curve swung on, fouled in the dirt. John Rice is the plate umpire. Joe Paparella is at first. Bill Kinnaman at second. And Hank Soar is at third. Two pitch. Swung on. There's the ball. Hit straight out to Maris in center field. One out. We told you yesterday that there's a new development in the chest protectors in the American League. They are now using foam rubber chest protectors instead of inflated chest protectors. And the league, so that they don't have a transportation problem with them, they are bulky, the league is stationing two chest protectors at each umpire's dressing room all over the circuit. Here's Bill Guten taking his curve outside. Slender, left-hand hitter. And the point they're coming to is that they say there are two chest protectors, one long style and one short style. Rice is using the short one. Curve swung on, foul back. George Meyer coaching at third. Bill Cabaretta coaching at first. Not a cloud in the sky. Two-one pitch. Going on a ground ball. Hit to first baseman Pepitone, who steps on the bag for the unassisted play. Now we have two outs. It's a Spanish blue sky we have today. If you haven't seen the typical sky over Spain, if you look out right now, this is the color that they generally are over there. There's 1-0 Detroit. And here is old Pawpaw, Charlie Maxwell. He's got the job of filling in now in right field with K-line hurt. Has a hot line drive foul back at right. We were very sorry to hear of K-Line's injury, but we were delighted when we learned that it was the collarbone, that it is a lateral crack. No, it's actually a cracked collarbone. There is no separation. Whenever you got a separation on the collarbone, you may not throw again. But he will. But he will be out. Seems like 2 months. Maxwell swinging, fouls it back. Back two. For a couple of years, Maxwell was a holy cow on Sunday, hitting home runs. They even went so far to fix up a special calendar for him that had nothing but Sundays in it. Example, in 59, he hit 12 home runs on Sunday. Hit 31 for the season. In 1960, hit 5 on Sunday and 24 for the season. There's a ball that is hit high out to Maris in deep center. Makes the catch for the third out. Last year, Maxwell only hit 5 home runs and hit 3 on Sunday. Score. End of 5.5 inning first game. Detroit 1, New York nothing.
If you're an average driver, you probably wear a good many hats in the course of a week. You're a school bus driver, part-time chauffeur, full-time commuter, even a truck driver when there's a load to haul in your car. And if you use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly, you can do a mechanic's job at the same time. You can clean the carburetor of your car as you drive. You see, Atlantic Imperial actually washes away harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor walls below the throttle plate. Deposits that can cause stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste. And for as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming. So start using Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Roger Maris. Roger's in the slot. He's off the two today. Swings and hits the ball into right center field. Maxwell goes over, makes the catch, and Maris can't get one safe. All right, one up, one away, and the batter is John Blanchard, who is 1-2. coaching down at third. Wally Moses coaching at first. Frank Larry on the mound delivers a curveball over for the strike. It's close third. The outfield is swung well into right field on Blanchard. The infield is overshifted toward first. Blanchard takes a half swing and the ball glances the bat. Foul, strike two. Larry pitching. Dick Brown catching. Cash is at first base. Wood is at second. Shortstop is Fernandez. And the third baseman is McAuliffe. Calavito in left. Bluton in center. And Charlie Maxwell is in right. A two-strike pitch. Outside. Ball one. One and two. When Maxwell was playing regularly for Detroit, he played left field. And that's second. 1-2 pitch. Curve swung on, hit foul down in the upper right field stand. And when Calavito was with Cleveland, he was the right fielder. And, however, when Calavito got over to Detroit, they had a right fielder named Kaline. And you didn't move him. So Calavito went to left. And I think there was some expectancy today with Kaline hurt that Sheffing might make the switch and put Calavito in a great arm back in right field. Blanchard picks on the outside ball, too. But Sheffing said, no, Calavito has adjusted to left field. I'm going to leave him right there. Why upset two positions? So Maxwell, who's the utility outfielder, goes to right. The 2-2 pitch, fastball way outside. Brown had to dive for it. All right, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Curve swung on, it's a high foul into the first base stand. So 3-2. That's the count. Tigers holding on to this 1-0 lead. They got the run in the third inning. With one out, three straight singles by Brown, the catcher, then by Larry, the pitcher, and by Wood, the second baseman. The 3-2 pitch again. Swung on and missed. A curveball. He struck him out with a breaking ball. That's his first strikeout. And now we have Barra, who is 0 for 2, banged into a double play in the second inning. That field plays Yogi very much as a pull hitter, except for Calavito. They've got the left fielder straight away, the center fielder well over in the right center. They're giving Yogi all of left center and most of center. Swing to the ground ball to the first baseman. Cash has it. There's the race, and Cash wins by two steps. So Yogi goes down, and the Yankees retired in order again. This is seven straight batters that Larry has knocked off. Totals at the end of six. First game. Detroit one run, four hits and no errors. New York no runs, five hits and no errors. Now let's see about the other fellas. In a single game, it is Boston 2, Baltimore 1 at the end of five innings. At the end of four and a half, Cleveland 4, Washington 1. Santana and Tucker hit home runs for Cleveland in the fifth inning. Cleveland and the Yankees are tied right now for first place. But they cannot be tied tonight when the firing ceases, because this is only a single game that Cleveland is involved in. Doubleheader here. Doubleheader is being held up at Chicago with the Twins there because of rain. Los Angeles is Kansas City. New York is at San Francisco. Craig to start in the first game against Sanchez. Philadelphia is at Los Angeles. Pittsburgh is playing a single at Houston. Chicago is at Cincinnati. The start of that game had been delayed because of rain, but now we have the warm-up pitches. Cardwell for the Cubs, Turkey for the Reds. Down at St. Louis at the end of two and a half, the Cardinals two, and the Braves nothing. Well, there's Norman Cash. Finally got a hit. He had gone 0 for 17 when he singled in the fourth inning. One nothing Detroit. Here in the seventh, we have Cash, Colavito, McCauley. The tall, slender right-hander, Ralph Terry, delivers. Breaking ball high outside, ball one. Fastball, low outside, ball two. 2-0. High inside, ball three. Cash is well ahead on the count. In just a second, here's Manager Sheffing coming out of the dugout to talk to Cash. Now he's coming out to, talk to plate umpire Wright. And Sheffing is pointing to Terry out on the mound. Apparently he's complaining. Wait a minute. Well, let's see. The 3-0 pitch is low inside, ball four. Terry and Howard do not like to call on that. Howard is barking a little bit. And so Cash throws the base on balls. First walk given up by Ralph, who doesn't walk many. And what Sheffing is complaining about, I think, is the fact that maybe Terry's shirt sleeves are not exactly level. They're not even. The sleeve on his right shirt seems to be a little shorter than the sleeve, left arm sleeve. Now we have Calavito up there, 0 for 2. Front, up toward third. It's a good one. It moves Cash easy down to second. Boy, I picked it up close to Papadon, and Calavito is out. That was a neat punt. He had the third baseman deep because they didn't expect him to punt. But he did, and he moves Cash easily over to second base. So Rocky's out, 5-3 if you're scoring. You know, the thing about scoring a ball game is that you just number the nine positions. That's the basis of it. And the routine way that most people score, the accepted way, is pitcher one, catcher two, first baseman three, second baseman four, third baseman five, shortstop six, left fielder seven, center fielder right fielder nine. Then you use a K for a strikeout, a W for a walk, I put down an SH for sacrifice, DP for double play. Nothing to it. We just like to make it sound complicated and mysterious. Now we've got Dick McAuliffe, who is 0 for 2. The whole idea of scoring is to keep some sort of a record so that you can look back inning by inning and not have to trust that most deceptive of all things, memory. McAuliffe swinging, fouls it off. And the real basic thing about scoring is it doesn't make any difference what numbers you want or what sequence you want to use or what other little code figures, as long as you can read it. If you can read it, that's it. That's one thing the Commissioner of Baseball's got nothing to do with. You just score the way you want to. A lady who was scoring, and her husband wanted to know, what did this mean? T-H-O. She said, put him on. Base on ball, though. What's the matter with that? Like all, it takes high outside ball, too. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second base, one out. Terry has to be careful. Base hit, picks up a run, and runs are rather valuable around here. We've only got one. That's Detroit. Pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball out to Maris in deep center field. Cash is tagging up at second. I think he'll go over. There is the catch. There goes Cash. Here comes the throw, and Cash comes in standing. So fly ball to center. By the way, in case you're curious, that is not a sacrifice fly.
The sacrifice fly is only scored when a fly ball gets in a run. Now, had Cash caught from second base, it would have been a sacrifice fly. And I'm not just joking. There have been some fast ball players on deep fly balls to center field, and especially the center field didn't have a great arm, that have scored from second. I know Frank Fish used to do it at the Polo Grounds when you could hit him a ton out there, you know, deep center. Here is Chico Fernandez. Two men are out. Runner at third base. Walk, sacrifice, fly. Fernandez, right-hand hitter. Takes a wide one. Ball one. Thrown hard. In the third inning, when Terry got in trouble and was hit for the run, Tex Clevenger was warming up in the bullpen. The Yankee bullpen is going again right now. Curveball is in for the strike. Hawk may want to go for a hitter for his starting pitch in the last of the seventh, because the pitcher is coming up third. And Clevenger's up again along with Marshall Bridges, where you have a right and a left-hander. 1-0 Detroit. Tough series, isn't it? Foul ball back. Down wide of third. Boyer up with a recover. Throws and gets in. Cuppeton with a nice stretch. Brings in the ball. Fernandez is out. Third to first. And that is all for the bid. No runs, no hits, one left, no errors. Score in 6.5 of this first game continues to be Detroit 1 and New York nothing.
That's a bouncing ball. And here's news about service that's on the ball. Athletic Red Ball Service. Stop at any Atlantic station with a Red Ball sign. Buy as much gasoline as you want. Weather permitting, your Atlantic dealer guarantees to check your oil and clean your windshield, or you'll get your money back, your gasoline purchase free. This unusual guarantee was started by Atlantic dealers. They make the offer at their expense, so they're sure to give you top service every time. Remember, you get your gasoline free, your money back, if your Atlantic dealer fails to check your oil and clean your windshield. Get this guaranteed Red Ball service now, only at the Athletic Red Ball.
Ronnie Klein coming on to relieve. K-L-I-N-E, take over for Larry. And he will be pitching to Howard, then to Boyum, and then to the number 9 spot. And of course, the station identification.
He's here every Monday through Saturday mornings from 6 till 10 to tell you why and when. Jeff Davis time on WOK.